Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, I will not waste no time. I won't waste Cody's time because them boys is out there today, boy. Let me tell you something now, Cody. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And this is The Last Drop, Mix and Match Week. Ooh. You could call that like having two husbands or two wives or whatever shit, and you mixing and matching for the week. You know, that's what Mix and Match Week here on The Last Drop is. It's a little bit of everything for everyone. And Cody like a little bit of everything. Ain't that right, Mr. Williams?
Yeah. I like variety. Variety is the spice of life, my friend. At least that's what they tell me. And I kind of tend to agree with that most of the time.
I hate options. I'm not gonna lie. So I don't like to choose. I'm inconsistent.
So we disagree. Look at that.
I see four bottles. I go like, oh, I want them all though. You can only pick one, JB.
Oh, why do you make me choose? God damn it!
Or if when I go out to eat and shit, if I go to a nice steakhouse, you know, I love a good salmon, but I'm at a steakhouse and I'd be like, oh, I want both though. I can only eat one though. Fuck it, get both. One can go. I take it for gonna go. So yeah, I've noticed in my older age, I get really indecisive when it comes to options. So I don't know. Options ain't really my thing anymore, Cody.
Yeah, JB don't like options. JB's like a narrow-minded, single-minded motherfucker. It's like, I just want one thing and that's it. Motherfucker, you start climbing my brain with these options, goddammit. I start getting all crazy and shit. I don't know what the fuck I want. And then you end up having nothing. So I guess that's why I see you just
shout
like,
out,
you just
shout out,
flux.
Shout out, you're to Sony and, shout out to Sony and Microsoft for giving me one color options on consoles. Because I'd never got them motherfuckers had it been there. I'd have been like,
oh.
I'd have been like black or white. Oh, shit. What if I get one in black and the other white then? Or whatever. It's like... Shit, how you think it is? Why you think I hate?
Man, John? I hate to see when you
too many option colors.
I hate to see when you try to like buy a new iPhone or something.
Oh, that's easy. I just want black. No,
shit. That's easy.
I'm like JB Smooth and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Black everything. Black licorice. Black toast. black car.
So maybe you truly don't have a problem with options. You just go with black. There you go.
Color is not hard for me. That okay. I'm racist, so I only want one color. So that ain't hard for me. Color is not a difficult thing at all, Mr. Williams or whatever. I don't know if you noticed, but I only wear black shirts on this fucking show.
Yeah.
I only wear black shirts in life, but you know, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's about it. Just black shirts. That's all you wear.
Shoes and that I don't even wear because I look at them weird. So I just look at them. Just go like,
what the fuck is this?
You won't make me walk today, bitch. No, you won't. No, I don't. You ain't taking me to no promised land. I don't believe in that. So, so brown, I get a little iffy on. I just look at it and go like, yeah, you playing both sides, ain't you? Yeah, we won't be having that today. So, so yeah. So phones is easy, or whatever. And if you ain't got black, then I don't want that motherfucker then, or whatever. I love it too because when I got this phone, or whatever, they pulled out all the colors on me. They were like,
we have space gray and blue and red and.
I said, well, what about black?
Oh, I don't think these new iPhones come out. Yeah, they do. I've seen it. It was dark.
I looked at it weird too. I was just like, is that blue? Hold on. It started freaking me out for a little bit. I was like, is that like a navy blue? Did you fuck me? I was looking at it hard too, Cody. I had that motherfucker sideways like this, whatever shit. Like,
you expect that shit? Like a detective. You were full on Batman that day. Sherlock Homeboy and all that shit.
Shit, people was calling me my homeboy that day. I was just saying, the lady was just like, oh, did you finish transferring data? I said, I haven't even started that yet or whatever. I'm still on this color right here. I said, let me come in the back with you to make sure that was black or whatever and shit. So yeah, that part's easy, but like every other option in life, that shit's hard for me. that shit is hard for me, you know. So I go to the bar, I'm indecisive like a motherfucker. I sit there. The waiter, they show up too fucking early now. What happened to that lazy waiter? They used to take his time.
Oh, yeah. Like at a bar, just forget about it. it's like a high end bar too, like some good shit. Forget about that shit. It's going to be like a good 10 minutes probably before I decide what the fuck I want.
That motherfucker just, as soon as you sit down, pop up, like, what can I get y'all, guy? I'd be like, damn, Negro, you just said you ain't seen me up in here. Shit, let me pick it.
Chill out, especially at a good wine bar, too, when they have like all these cabs and shit. I'm like, okay, I want to taste everything. And luckily, most of these cool wines, so I let you try a little bit before you get to actually try your pour. So that's very nice. But still, there's a lot of options out there.
One
a
positive
lot.
Thing with wine, and at least with wine, they let you actually try some before you get it. Mm-hmm. They don't do that shit with any other spirit. That's a damn show.
No, they don't. They do not.
Let you try my tequila, bitch. If you don't get the fuck up out of here, yeah, we'll add that to your bill. Or whatever. Like, let you try something. Yeah, I got something for you to try, all right. I got something for you to try. Oh,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, mix and match. Yeah, that's the only thing in life that I can suffice to, whatever, because look, you should see my fucking cabinet full of chips. That should tell you right there. I don't know what the hell. You should see my grocery shopping. There you go. I don't like options, people, so I just go down aisles and throw that shit in the basket, whatever, and shit. My chips range, because I'm a chip guy. I like chips every now and then, you know. So, you know, my range of chips goes from salt and vinegar, sometimes Lay's, whatever, even though I don't eat the whole bag, whatever, and shit. To Bugles, to Funyuns, some a little bit of Ruffles in there. Gotta get that sour. Gotta get some barbecue in there too. And then you get some Hawaiian chips.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my shop is simple as fuck too. I just get my protein, my salmon, my shrimp. Sometimes I throw a little ahi tuna in there. And I get my little asparagus, my bell peppers, my mushrooms. That's about it. I keep that shit simple as fuck.
Oh, don't get me started on my healthy shit. That's a whole other
super plan. Simple. I keep my shit simple.
My fruits, I'm perfect on or whatever. I know what I want. Grapes, cherries, sometimes a little bit of strawberries. Mm-hmm. Grapes, cherries. I'm getting back into pears, too. I'm starting to enjoy those more, too. But grapes and cherries more. Vitamins, that's a whole different story or whatever. I got like 5 bottles of vitamins.
So oh, shit. Me too, brother. I got magnesium, B12.
I got Power C. I don't even know what the fuck that does.
What the fuck else I got over here? I forgot. I got some other shit over here. I got a bunch of shit over here. Got a lot.
I got vegetable pills, you know. So when you don't eat enough vegetables in a week, whatever you
take. Oh, what was that shit called? Bromelain?
Bromelain or whatever the fuck
it's
called.
There you go.
Yeah. That shit tastes horrible, but hey, it's good for
you. I get the capsulizers. I don't even think about it. Just throw that shit in there. Boom.
They so bad that when you don't think about it or whatever, that's how you know you eating ass. That's how you know you eat ass or whatever. Like when you could just like swallow that shit and just like don't think about your pride and ego and life in general or whatever. When you can just swallow that, take a little sip real quick. oh, and just going about your day. That's how you know you eat ass or suck dick. Yeah. So, Cody, we learned something about you today. So, anyway.
What the fuck? Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, now. Hey, you know, wait just a minute there, sir.
Yeah, where's your lips buried into, huh? So, so it ain't just wine glasses now. Yeah, it's ass. Hey, fellas, let me tell you about eating ass. Let me tell you something.
Boy, here we go. It returns.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, you, fellas. Ass eating bright, Wilf. Hey. It's been a while since we had this conversation.
Let me tell you something. If you go in that girl's bathroom, make sure you check her bathroom first before you eat her ass. And if you see the baby wipes there, it's a buffet then, baby. Go all in. Shit. And if you don't see the baby wipes there,
I would say,
fuck it. I mean, YOLO. Shit.
I would say before going to the bathroom, check the asshole first. And then check the bathroom. I think I that would be the order.
That. Yeah, I guess you could do that too.
I don't know. I'm no expert on this.
If you trying to live like you fucking, you know, got rules in life, I guess, like old rule having ass Williams over here.
I guess the order really doesn't matter. I think that's the way I would do it.
I don't know.
You too up.
You might have asked the expert than I am, JB, so you know better than I
would. Loosen up a little bit.
Oh, I am loosened up.
Yeah, loosen that ass up a little bit. You know?
No. Ooh, my shit nice and tight, sir. I'm good on that. Thank
the
you.
Dude right around the corner looking at that right now, Mr. Williams, like, you're like, delicious.
sir. My shit nice, tight, and intact, goddammit.
That's why Cody's look always sitting that. When I see him. He never stands.
Yeah, I can't sit up around you.
We go walking, or we go for a walk, and somehow he's like Professor X and shit. He's got a chair and shit. He's just hovering around.
No, I'm walking like a crab. I'm like some sidewalking around JB.
I'm sure the booty warrior looking at you going like, take your time.
Waiting. Waiting, plotting. Motherfucker just plotting.
Oh, well, people, I got some shit to do in about it. Well, I ain't got shit to do. I got people coming to fix some shit at that. Well, not even fix shit. They delivering shit. I'm just going to jump right into it. We'll jump right into it here on the mixing and matching. We got some a little bit of that beer. The boys over there be drinking that beer. And then we got some of that nature juice called whiskey. We're going to talk about a little bit of that both right there. It is the month of February. It's president. Oh, my God. You know, that would have been a perfect week to pull out the Hancock president, whatever and shit. But because it is President's Day, or the day you listen to this, even though that holiday don't really mean shit to none of us. So, back in school, they used to give us 2 days in February. It used to be Lincoln and George Washington. Then the motherfuckers said, "Them motherfuckers got too many days off." Give that motherfucker, combine it into one holiday and make it a Monday, and then there you go. So, Mr. Williams, what are we sipping on today?
All right, let me grab it right here from the little cooler over here.
Cody always keep a 4-pack nice. Cooler on him.
Nice and cool. Yeah, right here, right inside, right here by the desk. All right, today here, remember this little brewery went to way back when, right before the pandemic struck? Remember Brewery X?
I've never
it's
been
actually
there.
Never been. I know what you're talking about, sir. The fuck are you talking about?
All right, huh? No, because I remember that was the prelude to something else, but I don't remember. That was the day. I got $400 in my pocket and it's getting spent.
Yeah, that shit got burned real quick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I never seen a man that looks so exhausted, dehydrated in my life.
I just remember saying, I got $400. I'm never going to an ATM machine this whole day. This whole day. Ever shit.
Remember, I'm about to turn my head. I'm going to walk out the back. Look like I got his soul stole by Imhotep or some shit.
I've never been blessed like that before in my life. So every time I think of Brewery X, I think of the night that ATM machine got my soul. And honestly, it would have got way more than soul, but the motherfucker broke down eventually. So I was like, oof. That's a sign.
Clean your ass out.
That's a sign to the man up there right there. Always looking out for Big J. I see you up there, big guy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's funny because at that brewery, I only spent $40. So I had a good I had a good $360 left on me or whatever. And I was just like, well, damn, I didn't spend shit. Yeah, that changed very dramatically later on in the day there, whatever.
Yeah,
and Cody remembers I was just getting them sample size glasses. So those was only like $6 and shit. So
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stayed very sample-icious that day or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And I was you kept it real chill.
Yeah, because I knew I knew what was coming. That's why.
Oh, it came all right.
I knew what was in my future or whatever and stuff. I didn't realize that moment that happened was in my future, but it was.
Oh, one of the funniest nights, man. I remember that night like it was. Just, I remember that look on your face. Like your mouth was just unhinged. Like your shit was your bottom jaw was just. And dangling. I was like, you good, man?
I just remember they looked at you and was just like, is that your friend over there? And I just looked over at you and was like, huh? Yeah. He gonna take care of you? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was.
And then as soon as I sat back down, I said, I just gotta go to the bathroom real quick, Cody. I gotta go, whatever. That motherfucker looked to his right, whatever, and saw me at that ATM machine. Once that motherfucker broke, though, Cody, I was the first one out the door. I said, gotta go. We gotta go.
Yep. Gotta go. Leave. The time is now.
Problem was, as I hovered around the door or whatever, even after Cody left and shit, I was just looking wrong. I said, I'll get in the car.
Yeah, you gotta stop at 18 real quick. There's a bank around the corner.
I'm not gonna lie, I did look up a Citibank. It wasn't nearby. So that's if you live in California, people, you'll know that Citibank ain't really that everywhere. Let's just put
prominent.
It that way.
Like a
Chase or a Bank of America or Wells Fargo. So you really gotta go out of your way to get to a Citibank. So that's Big J looking up there for me again, whatever and shit.
It's your guardian angel.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so this is Brewery X. This is their freedom beer.
Freedom.
Shit. Freedom. We all had freedom rights as Americans.
My wallet had freedom that year. That
did it really though?
Yeah,
did it really? I think it was a slave to that one individual.
It was free and empty. So that's what's the rules back here?
what can I not do?
And you know, the moment you ask that shit.
Oh no.
That was the first thing I had. What's the rules in here?
You would, motherfucker. She would be that dude just walk back to. So how we gonna do this?
I'm like this too. Hands behind my head, just like, so what's the rules back here? Like so oh every anything and everything goes, oh, okay. I think I got done giving a great speech to Cody, too. I'll never leave your side. You my friend and everything, whatever. All right, I got to go.
Yeah, that shit changed real quick.
Yeah.
When certain something walked past.
I was like that SpongeBob meme, whatever. All right. Shit, I had lots of freedom that night or whatever.
You did.
I think Cody was disheveled and mantled or whatever. I mean, it was just like, did I come here with somebody?
You got transported to another fucking realm at that point. Like, you forgot where you were, you forgot who you were with. So you probably forgot who you actually were as a person.
I did. I literally did or whatever shit. I forgot about I was in the multiverse or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna say,
I saw all kind of lineage of things or whatever shit or whatever, you know. I was in that realm of unknowing. I was in the Phantom Zone, Cody. Whatever,
you were. You saw all paths of life.
Mm-hmm. I found
that's
out what
you
the,
saw.
I found out what the meaning of life was that night, mm-hmm. whatever and shit. I said, it's this right here.
I was about to say that. Yeah, that moment right there. all moments in your life led up to that exact moment right there.
Yeah.
Every experience.
I could. That's when the pandemic happened. I was just like, yeah, you know what? That's why I was so calm and cool with the pandemic. I was just like, I don't give a fuck about doing nothing, going nowhere. Shit,
yeah. And you know how I know, like, all your expensive life led up to that moment? Because you still talk about the moment till this day. Mm-hmm. Still to this day.
It was a great
with a fondness.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Ended up broker, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Great story.
Yeah.
Hell of a story.
I don't even know if it's a story, to be honest. I just know that my eyes saw things that I loved or whatever. So, you know, so. Oh, man. Shit, I was singing Lionel Richie songs the whole night. Hello. Is it? I just got to let you know. And then I started. Then I turned to Marvin Gaye when I heard there was no rules or whatever. I said,
oh,
when man. I get that feeling, homosexual healing. Maybe I was born in that time period. I must be a reincarnation or something.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah, you probably got reincarnated.
Yeah.
That's probably what you actually probably Marvin Gaye reincarnated. That's probably what you are.
Yeah, I think I've died and been reincarnated.
Yeah, I'm wrote that.
Three
I'm
or four that. Times or whatever, you know, so. Ooh, that I'm freedom beer squirting.
Ooh, yeah, squirting. Mm.
I like my freedom.
A glass right here.
Hold on now.
Ooh, that smells nice.
You should have opened this on January 6th, the most patriotic day in America.
I should have. Yeah, I should have.
This, hold on now.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I see Brewery X beer in like stores and shit now, and I just go like, I never heard of this motherfucker since until we went to this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've never heard of this beer.
I know, right? They never started distributing. They didn't distribute shit when we went there.
Yeah, and it was funny because I remember I looked at you at least a total of three fucking times going, you ever heard of this motherfucker? And you was just like, nope. And I was just like, if you ain't heard of it, I know this shit was just made up, whatever. But I will say this. It is one of the funnest, most well-placed, experienced brewery I've ever been to. And I've been probably not as much as Cody, but I've been to probably a total of my life nine, maybe like eight or nine, yeah. And I got to tell you, Brewery X was fucking awesome, which was crazy because I don't even think that was on the plan to go there. We originally was going to go to, well, we did go and we realized it sucked ass. We went to Bottle Logic, and in that little area of Anaheim, whatever, there's like just four different breweries and shit. And we could have went somewhere. But it was like, oh, let's take a chance in this place called Brewery X, or whatever and shit. We over here. It was early in the day. We was like, we got a lot of time to kill. And we went to Bottle Logic, and it just kind of sucked ass. I mean, it literally was like as long as a hallway. Actually, my hallway is longer than that place, so I'll take that back. It probably was about a size of an office.
Yeah, Bottle Logic, that tasted very small, very small.
Yeah, and I remember we saw these Yelp photos with the Game of Thrones share and shit. It looked like people was having a grand-ass time in this bitch or whatever.
Wasn't
was
there.
Like, yeah, none of that shit was there. No, I mean,
wasn't there.
Nope. It literally was a ordering stand, and then outside.
Yeah, they're like a barrel or two. You like sit your shit down.
Yeah,
but other than that, yeah, it wasn't not a sizable place at all. So yeah, that was a little Bottle Logic experience. But yeah, actually, shit, we turned that around real quick with the Brewery X. We had a great time at Brewery X. I remember that. That was fun as fuck.
We got kind of confused by Brewery X when we went in there because we see the outside part, and then we go in. And we're just like, what the fuck? This is like a dating room. Like, I see candles and flowers and shit.
Man, look at this head. I don't really see how to care. This shit is floating.
You should have seen the head that night.
That. It's almost like a creamy head. Look at that shit, man. Yeah. I wish you could see this in person. It's not, the light is not really doing it much to it, but yeah. Man, that is nice. It's like hovering over the glass and it's standing
still.
I wish
you would have saw the head that night. It was
what would have been kind of scenario.
It was something.
I'm sure it's just as pleasing.
It was something, dude. Yeah. It was six STIs later, but yeah, hey. Carry on.
Oh my god.
They got checked out.
So it's a relatively mild smelling kind of IPA. It smells good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like pungent in your face. What's here though? It smells good. It's not too bright, but I get some nice citrus notes. I get a good amount of breadiness on this one too. But it's very nice, very pleasant.
From my experience,
yeah, a little bit.
I don't recall the nose being right in your face on any of the drinks that I had.
No.
I think we had that whole menu
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get a little bit of like the breadiness. I get a little bit of like a like a black and a white pepper, mm-hmm. and a little bit of an herbaceous quality, kind of like a basil kind of thing going on, which is interesting. I don't really get that a lot of IPAs. Interesting. Okay, 6.76% alcohol, very specific. Okay, I'm interested to see what this is. Like, nose is fine, nothing crazy. It's
when did nice this come out, done. By the way? Was it January 6th of 2021?
This beer, usually the Canada is about 6 months out, the Best Buy. So it says Best Buy June 3rd. So I think it's pretty fresh.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I don't remember seeing that at the brewery neither. I assume they've just been releasing a bunch of new shit.
No, I think it's one of their probably newer offerings.
Yeah. I think everything I've been seeing so far, it looks all new to me. Because I still have the photos of the menu when we were there. And yeah, I never heard of the Freedom beer. Because trust me, that would have been the first one I got or whatever. We did that whole show like, hold on now. I'm talking about my freedom as an American to carry arms and freedom of speech to say whatever I want to fucking say. You know that, boy?
And a lot more tropicality on the palate. Wasn't expecting that.
Look here, boy. That ain't supposed to be in my freedom beer. Okay, I don't want no fucking tropicality. I want leather, guns, and freedom. You don't have any of those, and that ain't the right beer for me.
Yeah, I don't get much not much citrus at all on the palate. It's interesting. You get a bit of a citrus note in the aroma, but the palate. Like a lot of... I get mostly like a kiwi note, honestly.
What the fuck?
It's a nice amount of bitterness on the back end, too.
Don't sound like no American beer to me. Shit. Where the banquet feeling at? It's like that old banquet stuff or what?
It's really, it's interesting because the nose is most citrus, but the flavor is more like a piney, more so bitter quality. Bright, not really fruit forward. The fruit you do get. It's more of, more of like a kiwi kind of thing going on.
Ain't no kiwi ever been grown here in America, boy. Shit, you need to understand something here. The only thing we grow here in America is apples. You better check.
It's easy. It's really easy drinking. On the lighter side of medium with the mouthfeel.
I don't like the sound of that, boy. I like banquet beer.
Finish here, it's a lingering finish, but most of the finish here is just all bitterness, and I'm not like too fond of that. I wish the fruit character on this was dialed up a lot more, actually, because it's there mostly in the middle of the palate, the front of the palate. You have a lot of that pine characteristic.
Hey, look here, boy.
There's no maltiness to speak of on here.
Let me tell you something about fruit here, boy. You take your ass to San Francisco with all that fruit, boy. We don't like that here.
This guy.
Tell you something, okay, boy. We don't do no Skittles and no Starburst down here, boy.
Nah, I wish you say some like Skittles.
Oh, you, boy. Oh, hell no.
A variety of fruit in here.
Hey, you ain't no real man be drinking no beer. You can't be talking that kind of shit now, whatever shit. You take your Starburst loving ass down over there to Frisco or wherever the hell it is you come from, too.
Yeah, this is a very middle of the road beer, I must say. It's not bad, not really good either. It's not great, not terrible. It's just kind of middle of the road. It doesn't do anything particularly well. Like, it's like, give me nothing to speak home about, nothing to write home about, nothing to revisit. This is actually kind of a pricey six pack too, especially for this kind of beer.
How much was it?
It was $15.99, which I think is kind of expensive for, I guess, for like 16-ounce cans. That's not bad. It would be better if it was actually like really good. I'll be able to justify it then, but I don't think this beer is all that great. This beer just gave me pine, a light kiwi kind of tropicality fruit character in the middle of the palate, but it's not bright, it's not everlasting, it's nothing in your face, and then the finish is just mostly bitterness, and it just lingers. It's not a bad beer by any means. It's drinkable. Like, I can drink this. This is like a background beer. You're like watching a game or something, you're just like not really thinking about it. This kind of beer you have with that. Are you watching a show or something? Like, not paying attention.
To quote my friend, this is nothing. Whatever. Middle of the beer. What's that about?
Yeah.
Don't sound too good, yeah. Baby.
Right. Yeah, man. I much prefer the beers we actually had at the brewery over this.
Ain't no real American.
If this is like my first, if this is my first offering for Brewery X, then I would have. I'm glad this wasn't. I would have thought some kind of things about that brewery. I'm glad we actually went to the brewery first and tried all their offerings instead of this, because this is kind of a disappointment. I'm not gonna lie to you. Not my favorite offer from them. Like I said, it's not bad. It's not great. It's not even good. Middle of the road. I'm gonna give it a 2. Just a straight 2. It's whatever. It's a whatever kind of beer. It's just there.
Fuck you, boy. You ain't no real American. How dare you give me freedom? I get a freedom beer, a last drop. That boy, that right there is everything you need and have or whatever on American day such as President's Day.
Well, once again, this is Brewery X's Freedom Beer. This is an American IPA coming at 6.76% alcohol. I paid $15.99 for this 6-pack. I would drop that price down to probably like $11.99 if I were to buy it. Even if you were to buy it, there's much better choices out there. So, yeah, overall, I will probably skip this one. Not my favorite offer from Brewery X.
You should have known something was wrong with that beer when you saw that Confederate flag on the cover of that thing.
I probably should have. Yeah, I probably should have. I probably should have been a red flag. No pun intended.
Yeah. I was going to say, what flag was that again, boy, right there? That's the winning flag. That's what that was right there.
Like it's, yeah, if you need like a food recipe that requires beer, this would be a good beer for that. Yeah, just waste that shit on that. That'd be better for this. There you go.
Well, we just lost our freedom fighter audience there.
Yep, there you go. Fuck them.
Yeah. Proud Boys no longer listen to us. All right. So that's, you know, I was fucking with y'all all the way to the end of the road till the wheels fall off until I heard that goddamn Cody Williams. That sound like some German name. Mm-hmm. So ever since he gave that review of that freedom beer that we love and hold so dear to me, I just hadn't been able to listen to you boys the same way ever since, you know. So, fuck y'all.
Congratulations. What is this mac and cheese? Is that a...
Old Pat Robson. What is this mac and cheese? What is this middle of the road beer you drinking, Cody? What is this? What is this, Cody?
What is this freedom beer from Brewery X? What is this?
Yeah, freedom beer. Is that a white thing? Oh man!
Shit.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I'd be shocked if he's still alive.
Never hear about him, so it's hard to say.
He probably overdosed some macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, he probably did. He probably ate that Kraft shit out of a box and realized this shit tastes horrible. Why was I eating this? So,
he probably got like some real good macaroni and cheese. He couldn't get enough of it. Man, you blacks, y'all make some good food. I gotta tell you.
Knowing him, he probably went to a place where they don't season that shit properly. So he probably, what is this? A Velveeta cheese on some Roni? This is delicious. I see why the blacks are always eating on this now. What is this Brewery X you talking about? Is that a black thing, Cody? It's funny because you could use that literally for anything and everything, Pat. So that quote he made, you could literally use that for every and anything there, whatever. Brewery X, is that a black thing? I'm going to start saying that to you now every time you talk about a brewery. And what is this brewery, Cody? El Segundo Brewery. Is that a black thing, Cody? especially when we get into Cognac Month or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Hennessy VSOP. Is that a black thing, Cody?
What is this Hennessy? What is this Cognac? Did that come from the Negro Nation? We do still call y'all Negroes, right?
That motherfucker was on TV. is that a black thing? I don't get it.
What is this concoction combining noodles with cheese? Motherfucker, you really never, you gonna tell me straight up, you like 75 years old, you gonna tell me you never heard of macaroni and cheese?
I thought he was 95.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, probably low end. Well, I don't know the fuck old he is. Get the fuck out of here.
Is that that's mac and cheese? I mean, he did on that show though. He's got to be the most boldest motherfucker I've ever seen with you, because he said some wild shit before. He's like, "Well, you could become a Muslim and you could beat her." I mean, what? Me and my wife, we just having disagreements and we just don't get it anymore with each other. Well, you could become a Muslim and you could beat her, put her in a place, if you know what I mean. You're like, "Well, nah, Pat, we don't know what you mean, bro. Like, what the fuck you talking about?" Mind you, people, that ain't a joke. He literally said that on TV to a caller. I can only imagine if you started getting into like the gays and stuff like that, whatever. Because he started getting into San Francisco. San Francisco, huh? That's where all the rainbows are at. Let me tell you about that, Cody. Let me tell you. Actually, I already told you enough about that. I can quote Pat Robertson for days off of his fucking TV show. Maybe one day we'll have a Pat Robertson day here on the. Here in the last drop. What do you think Pat Robertson drinks on, Cody?
Oof. What does he drink on? That is a great question.
Wine.
Probably like some Chardonnay or some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't think I see him really doing going. That. I don't see him going no further out. I damn sure can tell you he don't drink dark shit. That's for sham show. He'll probably drink. He had a Coors Light in his life, probably.
Yeah, probably like a Coors Light or like a Heineken or something, but I see him sticking more to like the white wine side, something like lighter and spritzy. I can see that.
Well, I bet he had red wine because he's a Jesus freak, so he probably thought he was drinking the essence of Jesus or some shit. So I could see him doing the red wine or whatever, you know, a little bit of the red. He looked like an older age man. He probably like, that's vintage right there, whatever. I remember when our Lord and Savior crossed the water and made this bottle right here. He drunk from this, Cody. Would you go ever drinking with Pat Robertson, Cody, of the red wine with him?
You know, actually, I would. That would probably be very enlightening. I would totally do that. I would totally do that. That'd be a lot of fun. That'd be like a fun like little show, too. Just film that shit.
Change your whole opinion on red wine, to be honest.
Maybe.
He'd probably give you a whole life lesson about how Jesus created red wine and shit. He's a religious nut job too, people, by the way. That's why I made those comments, whatever. He probably does believe that Jesus really made red wine or whatever. He probably like, let me tell you something about that Bordeaux you drinking on, Cody. So that came out in 2001. Mm-hmm. That was the reincarnation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me get an amen. When you swirl your glass like that, Cody, is that a black thing?
Now we pour that certain kind of way. Is that like?
Is that a what your?
We can go all day about this motherfucker.
I know we really could. You'd have to comment and be like, Pat, you can't say that out loud, man. We in a public place right now. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on now. Let me just. You like that bartender right there? Let me ask that little Jezebel something real quick, Custer Williams or whatever. Hey, come here, little Jezebel. Hey, come here. My friend here, Mr. Williams, is into you. Is that a black thing? All right, Pat, we'll leave you alone for now. We'll leave you alone now. For now. I'll get back to your ass later in the year. All right, so good old last drop, Cody caved that beer, the Freedom beer. So on to me now.
Psych.
Yeah, I don't see Cody buying any more Brewery X beer in the future.
As far as it tastes like this, no.
Yeah, you babysitting the shit out of that fucking car.
Yeah, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. I assume that that rating is dropping with every last sip there, though.
I mean, if I gave it 1.5, it would fit too. But I'll stick with the two. It's not terrible. It's just here. It really is just here. I'm just drinking it.
So
I'm just waiting. I'm gonna hear what you're talking about. I was gonna be better than this shit. So I'm just waiting.
So Cody gives that a one, people. Let's just be real with you. anyway, people. So what we got?
It's a beer.
Okay, that's a fucking fuck it then. All right, that's a fuck it. I don't know what the hell you talking about too? Then shit, it's a beer. I ain't heard that comment. It's a beer. It's a beer. I had never heard you say that like that before.
Yeah, it's just in.
I think my balls would taste better right now, whatever, if I could suck my own.
Probably.
I just bathe them. And I use Manscaped ball creamer or whatever, so it smelled really delicious.
Yeah, it'd be definitely more complex flavors in there. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Ooh, it tastes like cocoa butter and frustration, the black man scent.
So it is Valentine's month here on the Last Drop to Me or whatever and stuff, and I was like going with something like, let's. I want to talk about something that I love and hold so dear to me or whatever. And there's one company that comes to mind when it comes that way. Last week or two weeks ago, I had Blue Run Constellation, which was one of their 12 Days of Winter releases. I think out of like 200 bottles or something like that, or 178, somewhere around that range. So today, I told Mike, the CEO of Blue Run, I was talking with him 2-3 weeks ago. I know it was after, or I think it was after I came back from my trips or whatever, which, by the way, I haven't flew in so long or whatever, and flying a lot lately and shit. I got to tell you, I fucking hate planes even more than I did before. So, yeah, they're fucking horrible. This dude on the fucking plane that had the window view, I had the aisle view, this motherfucking finger was all up in his nose and shit. And I was just like, yo, like.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, he was just, pinky finger was all up in this motherfucker, dude. And I was just like,
ugh.
You know, I thought COVID would have changed the way we clean ourselves and, like, you know, we get more hygienic, washing them hands, cleaning and stuff like that. Now, we turned into some dirty motherfuckers. I mean, we was already dirty motherfuckers, but we turned into some even more dirtier motherfuckers and shit. I ain't got on a plane about a total of 6 times already this year. And I can tell you right now, I'd be happy if I never get it back on another motherfucker, to be honest, or whatever. In my life, too, by the way. Because they suck ass in a hard way, too. And not to mention, they sat me by a Cowboy fan who wouldn't shut the fuck up, neither, by the way.
Shit. The experiences you have, I don't blame you for saying fuck planes in general. That's terrible, man.
I got to send you a video of this dude practicing kung fu in the fucking airport, too. That shit just Cody, it's 6 a.m. in the fucking morning. Yeah. It is 6 a.m. in the fucking morning, Cody. And I see this dude over here practicing Tai Chi and shit like that next to the fucking airline people and shit. And I'm just like, it's no wonder they trigger happy up in this motherfucker. I was just like, man, this dude, I'd have shot him on sight. I ain't gonna lie. Like, what is he doing over there? I mean, it was fucking hilarious. Here, I got a video of it right here, Cody. I had to zoom in on his ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he was really getting into it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to be that old.
Yeah. I stopped the recording for a little bit because I was just like, he started staring over at me or whatever. Hey. He started looking at pushing. I was just like, oh.
That's probably just part of his daily routine, man. He was like, fuck it. I got a layover or whatever. I got to get it in. I can't function if I don't get that's probably his form of meditation.
Did he have to be that close to the booth where the ladies are working and shit?
Yeah, evidently he did.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, what the reason is, I don't know the fucking reason, but evidently he did it for some reason.
Then he stood in the middle of the aisle. Did it. I was like, this motherfucker. Like, then a dude in front of me had a machete on him. That was, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, he just had a machete on him.
He got through the airport with it?
It was funny. I was putting my shoes on as, you know, you go through the little checkout and stuff. So I was putting my shoes back on, whatever and stuff. And I was talking to the guy. I was like, man, I bet you see some crazy shit and stuff like that, right? Whatever. And, he was like, yeah, man, you wouldn't believe it. I was like, what time are you off? He was like, not for a few more hours. This guy in front of me, he said, I got to check your bag real quick. Something came up on the thing, right? He opens up his bag, and he didn't even pull anything out. He just looks at me directly and just went like, for real, dude? And he just pulls out this dude's bag, this fucking long-ass knife or fucking machete-style-looking knife and shit or whatever. And I just, like, looked at it. And the dude, he pulled it out of his bag. He just said, I didn't even know that was in there. He said, and he was laughing about it too. He's like, I guess you could sell it on eBay now and do whatever you want with it and stuff. I'm just like looking, going like, for real, yo? Like, I wouldn't find that funny at all. I didn't even bring my multi-tool with me, Cody, because it had a knife on it. And it's tiny as fuck.
What the fuck?
I was just looking at this shit going like, Dude, I don't know if I'd be laughing and cracking jokes. I'd be fucking terrified that they're about to stick a glove up my ass right now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. That was on my way back from the good old NY. No, that was going to NYZ. Yeah, so that was LAX. Hmm. So I think I've seen enough planes now in my time now that actually I got to get back on one next month. So.
Just when you thought it was over.
Yeah, I was like,
back on that plane.
Yeah. So if the world can just go back to shit, that'd be great right now. I guess it still is shit. Whatever. Maybe I could take a hot air balloon. Those seem to be popular these days. So
sorry, we're closing the fucking plane.
I mean, I know we love shooting them down right now, but you know, hey.
What is that? Look, we shoot everything down in the sky. Why is a bunch of shit just flowing around the sky nowadays? What the fuck is up with that shit?
Freedom Bear, shoot it. Come on, Ted. We're gonna shoot that motherfucker right there. Hold on now.
The mad titan has arrived.
Well, Mr. Williams, you got done talking about your Freedom Bear. You know what I'm about to talk about? I'm about to talk about some good old fashioned Kentucky bourbon. Ooh-wee, boy, let me tell you now, boy.
Oh damn, yeah, we keep it real local today, aren't we?
Yeah, let me tell you about this brew right here, Mr. Williams. Oh, some actually, you know, I take that back. It ain't just Kentucky but bourbon. It's that rye. You know, there ain't no more American than that rye right there, Cody. You know, you get your corn and your wheat and your
wheat.
Hold on real quick, I gotta spit in the jar. And you can get your tumbleweed and your
this motherfucker has not opened his eyes to this entire impression.
hold on now.
I thought you were doing a Ray Charles impression first. You brought out that southern accent.
I would have grabbed your wrist if I was doing that impression, but hold on now, I'm thinking about it. Hold on.
Yeah, you searching for the words.
What's that thing you chew on when you, I think beef jerky? Yeah, it got some of that in there a little bit, you know. Hey, that's all the goddamn greens you really need or whatever shit. I ain't into this, that fake American shit you was drinking just a minute ago. Got pineapple and seltzer and flamingos and peaches and herbs and all that shit or whatever stuff. I'm looking for some good old American sipping on corn and rye and shit like that. Boy, hold on. That grows some hair on your chest there, boy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just spilled a little bit of that, whatever and shit. So, you know, hey, I don't know. Let me down that out a little bit. See, that's why people, you got to open your eyes. So anyway, what I'm sipping on here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just spit a little bit, whatever and shit. What I am sipping on here. God damn it. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Technical difficulties.
Nah, I dropped something too. Throw that over there. So what we sipping on a little bit here is good old Blue Run.
Oh, Run of the Blue.
Run of the mill here a little bit.
The
there.
Bluest of all the runs.
The bluest of all the runs. So with that said, Cody, the one I'm drinking on today is Blue Run Emerald.
Emerald. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a little crest right there. Well, a little emerald label right there.
Yeah. I like the butterfly. I got that emerald green on there too, whatever. Like you can't see it.
But oh, okay.
Like,
I can't really see it in camera.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
So, I spilled liquor on my last drop. I got my last drop stones here and shit. This is a great gift right here, by the way. Just carving last drop on the wood grain here and shit like that. And then the JB fucking stones or whatever. I was like, oh, that's beautiful right there. So, yeah, Blue Run. Emerald here. I was talking with Mike the other day, not too long ago. Hold on, give me one moment here. Let me wipe this off just a little bit. I got a little razzle dazzle on my mouse here.
All right, clean it up a little bit. A little spit and shine. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with this. And it ain't like that Wild Turkey incident. Fuck that drink shit. Poured that shit out the other day, by the way.
Oh, you ain't fuck with the turkey no more? Oh, man.
There's a lot. I got a video of me pouring out a bunch of shit, actually. I forgot I still had that Kiryoshi. That shit went down the drain.
Oh, that had to. There was no other way.
I can't believe that shit. I can't believe that shit still lived.
Adios, Kiryoshi.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck this bottle.
Yeah, that had to be done. Oh man. So today we got that Blue Run Emerald. Which I've just ended up loving, and realistically. Hold up here real quick. Hold up now. Where'd that bottle go? I gotta get some more, Cody. I've been sipping on this way too fucking
long. Yeah. Top yourself off real quick, brother.
Yeah, I gotta top myself off here.
It is Blue Run, so I already know it's probably gonna be a hitter because they don't miss.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been sipping on this like crazy already. So I mean,
Top yourself up, brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
A little pick me up.
Plus, man. I just spilled some, so I might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just spilled a shit ton of it. So hold up now. Wait a minute. Hold up now. Get a little bit more of that real quick. Hold on. Get this out the way. Laptop, you in the way. All right. Pick me up here and. There we go. Man, this shit. You know the one thing about Blue Run is what I always keep going back to it. I always keep going back to pouring it. I keep pouring more and more. It is delicious.
Hey, don't stop.
Hey, don't stop. Up. Don't stop. Shit, don't stop. Keep pouring. It is delicious as shit. Hold on now. Throw that over there.
I mean, so, that is what we do, right?
That is what we do here, Cody. So I was texting Mike over there, CEO of Blue Run. We were talking about it. And I said, you know, when I first got this, I didn't really get a chance to. I opened it right away, sipped it, and kind of just moved on realistically because that was when the Blue Run 12 Days of Winter came out as well, too. And I just kind of exerted my attention to just like, I got to get these bottles and shit. So I didn't even really think about the Blue Run Emerald as much. So I went back to it. Might have been around when God of War Ragnarok came out. And probably was like right before I started. So yeah, it was right around that time. And like I said, I had just opened the bottle, God of War Ragnarok. That had been like a week before January 23 or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, I'm already putting a dent in this fucking bottle. So basically, luckily for me, when it comes to Blue Run, I always get more than two bottles. So I get two or three bottles because you just never know when the shit might end or when it stops. So, oh man, my laptop smells like fucking Blue Run now. That's beautiful. Man, on the nose, I know I'm sipping this shit already before I even do. The nose, man, it's intense. It's got that high rye in there. But it's very mellow at the same time, too. Oh. You know what it reminds me of, too, is the Cash Strength Holiday Rye, that one with the white butterfly that we both have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one we got at court. Reminds me of the
same. Interesting.
With a little bit of the combination of the golden rye, which I think that was what I gave Yoon when he was over. Because he never had Blue Run before, so I gave him the Golden Rye Batch 2, and he just said, you know, I hear you talk about it so much, let me just try it or whatever. I was like, all right, sure, here, I'll let you start you off with the Everyday Sipper one that I sip on. He thought that shit was fucking amazing. So as I told him, Blue Run just don't let you down. They always stay consistent, and that's why I love them so much. You can tell, though, the proof just feels a little bit higher on the nose in this. Although, I don't even know what the proof is on this, to be honest, in comparison. 58.35% mm-hmm. ABV, so proof is 116. This is bottle number 633 out of 6,000. Date was batch. It's the winter batch that came out in 10-17-2022. Damn. So, yeah, I really didn't pay attention to this at all, whatever. Oh, it says, like the precious stone emerald, rye is bold and vibrant, beaming with notes of pepper and fruit. And bottled, hand bottled in Barstown, Kentucky by Blue Run Spirits. Man, you know, you can't tell, but this bottle is gorgeous. Like, every, like it's got a little hint of green all over, and you can't tell.
Really?
Person and whatever.
Really?
Like,
oh, no shit. Man, I can, I way better tell the camera.
Yeah, you can't even tell.
I can't see shit.
Oh. And then, like, the butterfly, even though it looks
silver, I see no green in the camera.
There's, like, shade.
That's
like,
unfortunate.
Like, oh, yeah. I don't know if you can see it on the side.
Nope.
Yeah, it's got, like, this polished, shiny-ass, reflective
green. That's cool as fuck, though. That's unique.
I had to stare at it more or whatever because I thought it was just silver, like, reflection. I was just like, oh, man, that sucks, man. That was a missed opportunity to make this, like, an emerald green. And sure enough, they did do it, like, an emerald green. You can only see it in person, though. And it looks gorgeous as shit or whatever. I tell you, man, the more I drink on Blue Run, the more they just get me invested in the rye. I never was a rye guy, and it seems like that's all they release nowadays is more rye.
Yeah, honestly, when I think about it, yeah, most of the stuff is either like ryes or like high rye bourbons.
I can't remember the last time they released a fucking bourbon now.
Yeah.
I guess it was Reflection. That was the last bourbon, but it seems like after that, even with the 12 days, that was all ryes, if I'm not mistaken, so... I know that right now they were doing a pick your own like single barrel style whatever stuff. So I was hoping to get in. I don't think I won that. So I think some other people did. So that's great for them. They let you design your own bottle and shit, your butterfly color and all that. Really cool shit over there. You get like a sweet mint on this, which is perfect for an emerald too. By the way, there's like black pepper. I think it says that on the bottle too. Oh, it says pepper. Well, I get black pepper, so a lot of herbs and spices. I know I was cracking jokes earlier talking about herbs and spices, but yeah, you actually literally get that on here. Oh, man. And there's a lot of heat on it. There's a lot of heat. Oh, go ahead.
What's the ABV on that again?
It's a ABV on that again. What did I say? I said 58.35%. So 116 proof.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's like in the middle of high and not so high or whatever, you know. I think
Yeah.
So I think 116 nowadays is kind of average.
That's kind of normal. Proof. Yeah, it's kind of average. Yeah.
Yeah. And most of the more average is like in the 96 range.
But I would say so.
I think now for the $100 bottles or more, or whatever, you'll see more of these like 110 to 16 ranges here. That's crazy with that heat on there, though, because the more I sipped it and you get like that burst of like heat and flavor and shit, it settles down like really quickly. And not in a negative way, neither. I mean, like in a direct positive way as far as, well, shit, let's just go into this here. It's got this flavor of pears on it, black pepper. It's leather on there. It's got like this creaminess to it as well too. And like the finish is just like galloped with caramel all over it and shit. I know I kind of was just all over the place with that right now, whatever. I'll break it down going from beginning and end, but I just wanted to get those like first initial thoughts out that like hit me right there. I think if I can pull up my text messages to Mike real quick, what I told him. Hold on, let me bear with me, people. These fucking contractors told me, "Oh, we're gonna be 30 minutes late." So I do have time now, or 30 minutes more time, motherfucker. Oh, no, this is what I wrote to Mike or whatever and shit. He was like, "What you getting here?"
Okay.
I said, "Sir, what is this juice?" I said, what is this? I said, "It has a warm breath on it."
What did you put in this?
This crack cocaine, sir? What is this? Whatever and shit. You know, when you're just sipping and not paying attention, you don't really think about anything. But when you're like, I told him, I was like, I'm going to really sit down like by myself and just like, and just enjoy it and develop on this real quick or whatever. And that's what I did. And then like, as soon as I took that sip, I got to tell you, back in the day, people, I didn't like Rise. I didn't think they had no flavor to it and no different characteristics and uniqueness to it as well. I just got down and thought of bringing shit now. And I sipped on this whenever, and I just went like, I told them it has a warm breath on it, but there's something sweet in the background that is desirable. It's got this warmth to it, but it's very calm and mellow, very soothing on the finish. It's rich and it's a mouthful with a sensational lingering. Sir, what the fuck is this beauty? And you better tell me now. I need to know. And he said,
I demand it.
I demand it. And he said, sir, that right there, JB, is the first and only rye that Jim Rutledge has ever distilled. I said, that legend has knocked it out of the fucking park then, sir. I'm on my third glass right now. Blue Run, you've done it again.
the sick bastards had done it again.
I don't even call him by his name.
You're sick sons of bitches.
I didn't say Mike or anything like that. I said, Blue Run, you've done it again. you've done it again. Go get him, Batman. Yeah. You've done it. Yeah. Jim Rutledge, you sick son bitch, you. That motherfucker right there, Jim Rutledge, is the former. If anybody knows that name, and it all makes sense now, too. He is perfect for this, too, because all those notes I just described, there's a bourbon out there that has the almost similar hints of that, too. And it's one of my favorite bourbon companies out there, too. Jim Rutledge was the former master distillery of Four Roses Bourbon. It makes perfect sense for that man to do Rise. I do not know, because Four Roses has a lot of that rye characteristics when it comes to like the peppers scents and stuff like that, and the high rye and all that, whatever. Like, it is like, it's amazing to me that Jim has never done rye before. This is his first ever rye he's ever done with this bottle. That's what I guess that makes this even more special than Blue Run Emerald right here, is because Jim is the first rye he's ever worked on, which is crazy to me because Four Roses is fucking phenomenal bourbon right there. Jim had earned that title of master distillery in like 93, 94, somewhere around there. Obviously it's in Louisville, and like Jim just knocked it out of the park with this real quick. I thought he did an amazing job on this right here, because when he told me that name, I said, oh my God. I could totally see the comparison notes to a Four Roses single barrel here in some aspects or another, except on a rye scale instead of bourbon. I said that tastes that. I was like, and I was like, that is fucking perfect. I don't know what they did to get Jim to do this, or if he just wanted to do rye finally after shit. I mean, 93, 94, we're talking about fucking 2 to 3 decades almost and shit of doing bourbon and shit. So I don't know what made him switch over to rye.
Yeah, that's 30 years. 30 fucking years, man.
Yeah, so I thought he killed it on this right here. But, man, the nosing experience is, like, intense at first. But what I love about it is just how mellow it becomes, whatever. Kind of like a... You know, it kind of has that, like, that Nas song, Get Light. How it starts off, and you hear the beat playing or whatever, but then those trumpets come in or whatever and shit, and it just soothes everything out. It's kind of like a Daft Punk song on Random Access Memories, like Beyond or Touch, and how it just like starts off like either like quiet or loud, and then it works its way up. Actually, you know what? The best song I can compare this to is One Mic by Nas.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
So in comparison to that, if anybody remembers the song One Mic by Nas, it starts off always calm and then like it cranks up to 100 or whatever and shit. You know, like it just like turns into like, holy shit, it feels chaotic. It's just like disaster and shit like that. Bad things are happening constantly and things are just going down. But then it soothes off so perfectly. Starts off mellow, calm. And then the third verse, he does the opposite, where he starts off chaotic and wild and shit. And then the track just ends with him mellowing out slowly but subtly, just fading into perfection. Like he just completed a masterpiece right there. That's what this drink reminds me of the more I sip on it. It's just like, oh, this is about to be intense. It's rough. And then you take that sip. and those peppers kick in, you're like, oh God, oh, this is gonna be, oh, ooh. And then it hits that finish, and you're just like, sweet piece of pie right there. Oh, that's like a sweet potato pie, Cody, on a Thanksgiving morning, right? With your
that sounds so lovely.
A little bit of whipped cream on it.
Ooh.
And then you got your morning coffee to go with it.
I'm about to say, a side of coffee too, straight black. Ooh, the pour over. Ooh. Ooh, stop it. Stop it.
I don't want to hurt your feelings right now, Cody, but you got all the way to go for some sweet potato pie now with that man. You're
speaking to my soul right now, bro.
And this ain't Aretha Franklin's fucking pie. You getting that water? No. This is that homemade shit, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Getting at home, yeah.
Mm.
Here, let me play a little bit of that. Anybody miss? Okay, so you hear how that beat is just like intensifying, and then it just kicks in. That's the pepper and spices right there, Cody. He's like, oh, oh yeah.
Damn, I'm jealous. I'm very jealous, man.
And you don't know how to take it.
Man. I need another blue rum bottle. I really need another blue rum bottle. It's been a while. It's been a while for me.
And then it just calms. That's the finish right here, Cody. You just... yeah. Actually, the third verse, like, sums it up more. You get to that third verse, and it's like, oh, you see, you hear it kind of just slowly mellowing out right now. That's Blue Run Emerald right now. Oh, and it's Cash Spring too? Oh, fuck me, dude. Yeah. Oh, this is like the perfect song with this drink, dude. It fits perfectly.
It seems like it.
You know what cash strength, you get that first hit, whatever and shit, it's just like, ooh, whatever, ooh. But then on the, it's like this song, it just like wraps up so smoothly. It's got those caramel flavors in there that's just like makes it oh so sweet. It's got this sweetness to it, Cody, that, as I told Mike, whatever, you don't know what the hell it is, but it's like desirable. It's one of those things you wake up in the middle of the night and you start looking through the kitchen going like, I got a taste for something, but I don't know what it is. What is it? What do I have in this house? You start looking on Instacart and
whatever. Yeah, I know that. Yep.
And then, shit, if you're bold enough, if you're really that bold or whatever, you might even get in the car and just start driving around if you live in a little populated area and shit like that or whatever. If you live in the downtowns of the areas or the downtown Culver City or Santa Monica or Venice or something like that, you just might start cruising. Ooh, that look okay. Pull over real quick. Yeah. That's what that sweetness on here just tastes like. Oh man, it's like a firework party going, which is crazy because Cody did the American brewery or whatever. So now,
ironic.
You should have said, man, Frank, I'm not gonna post this. We're gonna post this on 4th of July.
yeah, save it.
It's gonna be outdated as fuck, but you know, hey. The ABV simmers down, and then it turns into this like flavorful whiskey that has like a lot of sweetness to it, whatever, but still maintaining the characteristics of its rye family. This one carries like, I think this price on this one was $110, whatever. I saw it at Total Wine recently too, so it's there now as well too. Blue Run bottles tend to run between the $95 to $110 range or whatever, unless it's that one that Cody got, which is like 170. I think I saw it for 140 now. So I think that's like the highest bottle if you can find it, whatever. But most of the like the Reflection, this and the higher Golden Rise and all that usually run between 95 and 110 bucks now. I saw a few of them at Total Wine. I saw the High Rye. I saw this and the Golden Rye and Reflection. So those are mainly the four staple points of releases right there. But this is phenomenal juice right here. You know, the thing was, I never was planning on giving this the rating I'm about to give it, whatever. I figured this was kind of like in the 3 range.
Yeah, it don't sound like it.
Nah, but coming back to it and thinking of One Mic and stuff like that. One Mic is a fucking masterpiece of a track right there, whatever. That alone can get you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right there when you make tracks like that. And when you make that comparison to, or like what it feels like or something like that, ain't nothing else you can get but a fucking, you get a drop of fame, baby. You get a drop of fame. You get a last drop. You get a last drop right there. So yeah, I'm giving this a last drop. They knocked it out of the park.
There it is. Bada bing, bada boom. Last drop. Another home run for Blue Run. Shocking. Shocked. Mm-hmm. Shocked, I must say.
I love this company. I did I buy anything this year? I think I might have bought something. I think I did buy something earlier this year. I haven't bought anything in a while, obviously, because I've been traveling a little bit. So I've been on the road a little bit and whatever. And I don't feel like buying one or whatever. But I think this year, most likely, well, I'll do that because I'm saving up for that one cognac bottle, too, as well, that old Hennessy Paradis. But, yeah, I'm just waiting on Blue Run to drop their next release, realistically, because that's mainly my next purchase, really. Other than that, I don't really have a need or want to go shopping. I did buy some red wine, though, the other day.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Okay. Ooh, very wine. Interesting. That Ray Vino.
Yeah, I got some Scribe. I like that wine. Okay.
I can dig that.
Up in Northern California, whatever, you know, they make a lot of they're kind of like the monkish brewery of wine and shit like that. You gotta like go to their shit and like it's so limited or whatever that you're like, I ain't waiting no line. I can tell you that right now. But
I mean, fuck that. No, yeah, we don't do lines no more in here. Last show, fuck that.
No. What I like about their wine is kind of shocking because I don't really care for it that much. Another one, I like the tart flavor on it. I like that little tartiness on it or whatever. So I love their wine or whatever. I got a holiday bottle and I plan on cracking that open with some good old salmon, you know, good old salmon and asparagus, you know.
Hell yeah.
A little something. Ooh, something.
Salmon and red wine, never better combo. I can't.
Titties and ass. But, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Vince McMahon and do-rags.
Lakers and disappointment.
Well, yeah. I don't know if that's better, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's not better. That's just like,
it's like, yeah, shit. Hey, where my Golden
perfect
State
pairing?
At?
I gotta say, perfect pairing.
Where my Golden better. State hat at? I don't know what you're talking about, Cody. I'm a Warrior. Oh man, I gotta tell you, it's hard out here for like it's hard out here.
And that's even after being seen that that was a great game we played right before the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. I'm still like, yeah, we ain't doing shit this year. Mm-hmm. We ain't doing shit.
It's just too late in the year, and it's too late.
We dug ourselves too big of a hole.
Yeah, it really was too big of a hole. If only that goddamn draft was like a little bit earlier.
Fucking Westbrook, goddamn it. That goddamn Westbrook trade. That's where shit just...
Hey, he's gone. Let's cross fingers for next year. How about that? Let's cross fingers for next year. Kansas City won the Super Bowl, so we can give that out there.
Yeah, always next year, I guess. Always next year.
Yeah. Always next year. We'll be saying that for a while, Cody.
Yeah, we are. We'll be back. I don't know how soon, but we'll be back. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Probably when AD leaves and AD LeBron retired, but you know,
probably.
Yeah. Hey, but Kansas City won the Super Bowl. Congratulations to them.
Congrats, Casey. Good win. That was a great game, by the way. That was a really good game.
That was a really good game. Yeah, yeah. And fuck both them teams, though. So, yeah, I hate both of them. So, fuck them.
Also agree.
Yeah. Well, one of them injured.
They give a fuck about either of them.
One of them injured my fucking quarterback this year, which we would have beat them had they not. But whatever, I mean, that's hearsay, whatever shit. And then the other team just they played a shitty fucking game in the Super Bowl. They beat us and still beat us, whatever. So that really just pisses me the fuck off because Jimmy G just fucking dropped the ball. That Super Bowl. I don't give a fuck what nobody says or whatever. Patrick Mahomes played like shit in that Super Bowl, or whatever. And like the fact that they still beat us because Jimmy G fucking second half just. It was one of those things where it's just like, who really beat who? Did that team really beat us or did we defeat ourselves? It really was one of those, yeah, we defeated ourselves. Jimmy BG dropped that fucking ball. He had 11 incomplete passes and 4 turnovers. And it's just like, bro. And Patrick Mahomes is still playing like shit to that day or whatever. But it wasn't Jimmy G level shit. So it was like, God damn, Jimmy, you just couldn't hold on to this lead, could you? I blame Shanahan for that, though, because sometimes you need to know when to take that motherfucker out. And Jimmy G is one of those dudes like, get your ass over here. Get over here. Like, get over here. Oh, but hopefully Brock Purdy has a successful surgery. And
he going to be all right. I think he's going to be all right. And I think he'll come back better than ever. I like Brock Purdy. I like what he presents for y'all team. I like Frisco, man. I like the 49ers. They're a cool squad. I like the history. I like their fans. They're cool with me. I don't mind the 49ers.
That's funny because my sister, a Cowboy fan, said the Niner fans are the worst fans ever.
They're not. Cowboys fans are the worst fans ever. Your sister's delusional. Sorry.
I'm really trying to understand that, too. I'm just like, I've never heard of 49ers.
There's nothing wrong with 49ers fans. They're fine. She's saying that because she hates 49ers. That's why she's saying that.
It's funny
because there ain't nothing wrong with 49ers fans.
I notice every time a 49ers go to another stadium, we the only fans. Our fans are usually the ones getting beat up and shit. Like when we played the Rams last year in the Super Bowl, they won the game, Cody, and yet they attacked us. They attacked my fans or whatever. So I was like, how'd that work out? Because they attacked that doctor. Remember? Yeah. He ended up in a fucking coma and shit. It was like, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all won that game and y'all attacked us. I was like... So I don't believe 49. We like Cody said, got a lot of history, got a lot of. Well, if I can kiss your ass too, I like your team.
Thank you, man. I like the history of your team, and how
y'all used to run your organization. I don't know how you're running it now because you need to pay Lamar.
I don't want to talk about now, man. But I'm just glad we had the success we've had. We're a young franchise. We're an expansion team, but we're a young franchise. I'm glad we had the success we've had in our as far as like football goes. Here's your football goes. We're still in our infancy as like a franchise, just like a young franchise. And I think we've experienced a lot of success in our limited history. So I'm very proud about that.
I think people expect better from y'all. And I think that's
I expect better from us too. I do.
I think that's a great thing to have for such a young franchise too.
I agree.
I don't look at matter of fact, y'all in that Laker territory. We expect better from you. You're supposed to be winning names here, not losing or whatever. And Lakers been around for they're a franchise.
Yeah, we have all the tools, great coaching staff, great owner.
Mm-hmm. I better pay Lamar Jackson. That's all I know. I don't think y'all can pay him. I really don't think y'all gonna pay him now.
I think he might be gone. I think he may be gone. Unfortunately, I think he may be gone. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
You know, the off season is always the best time for the NFL for me. At least I enjoy the off season.
Whoa, shit! That's for every sport, really.
Yeah, because right now,
particularly NFL. Oh, NFL for every most part. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm about to say NBA just had a really interesting fucking.
That trade deadline
was incredible. The NFL. I remember last year's news. That shit blew my fucking mind with all the shit and stuff that was going on. But I'm looking forward to all the news and spectacle coming out. And the main thing I'm looking forward to is Shanahan making the right decision, making Brock Purdy the starter, making the right decision. Just do it. But he deserves it. He earned it. 21 years old too, Cody. That kid got a long fucking way to go. Pay that man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's gonna win a chip one day. Is it gonna be in Baltimore? I have no idea. Probably not.
We'll see.
I'm being honest, I think the man is gone. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But I wish him the best wherever he goes. I'm a Lamar Jackson fan, so hey, we'll see.
Well, with that said, people, we're going to get out of here because I got to go now. So thank you for tuning in. We could be back next week. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am J.B.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.